Hi, I'm Rachel, and
I'm Brittany.
And this is 5 years later, which is insane. Me and Brittany right now are at AVN 2018 Las Vegas, which is the adult porn convention. And 5 years ago, we came together to film a video that you may have seen. What's amazing is Brittany has come so far, and we're gonna talk a little bit about just where she is now and how powerful it is to be coming back together to this convention, talking to other girls in the industry, just about how much Jesus really does love porn stars. And so I have some questions for you.
Yeah.
Just talking through, you got out of the industry how many years ago?
I got out of the industry in 2012.
I feel like you getting out of the industry, you know, these many years ago, and I would want to know, if I was someone who had seen that story, what happened to you kind of directly after leaving the business? Like, what was your life like?
Yeah, it was definitely humble beginnings at first, because, you know, I went from, you know, in pornography and in escorting making like $30,000 a month to leaving the porn industry, having no savings and not being able to find a job. And once I did finally find a job, they were giving me $11 an hour.
I know there's a lot of people who don't want those humble beginnings. They would rather transition maybe into, you know, a job that's more glamorous or paid
yeah.
more money. But I think what's incredible to me is watching how you've taken every opportunity. Currently, you are working in real estate. Right?
I'm a real estate agent.
You're a real estate agent.
I finally have a job that I can be proud of, and I make good money. I'm like, thank you, Jesus.
I love it. And you also, you know, share a little bit about just your journey with church, of mm-hmm. kind of getting into that community. And
At first, it was a little bit rough. Like, actually, this is something that you don't know, but I was so hesitant the first time that we filmed our interview, and I actually thought it was only going to be shown at the porn conventions. Like, I didn't really know what it was getting used for. And then when it went viral on YouTube, I was like, oh my gosh, because I was so embarrassed of my testimony. I was ashamed of what I was going through, of what I had been through, and I thought, everybody at church is so perfect. Like, nobody here is going to love me after they find out about this. So at that point, I just had this moment with Jesus when I was just crying, and I was like, God, like, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't want anybody to know what I did. And the Holy Spirit just said, like, can you picture Jesus on the cross right now? And I said, yeah. And the Holy Spirit said, was that enough for you? And I said, yes, that was enough for me. And then he said, well, why are you ashamed of the very thing that Jesus died for you for? And from that moment, it's like freedom hit my life. And so the next time I went to church, I was telling the asphalt angel and the greeter, I was literally telling everybody, like, I used to be a porn star, but Jesus saved me. Like, isn't God good? So I kind of went from like one extreme to the other, but I've just learned that there's freedom and transparency. And and in sharing my story, I had so many people at church that were so supportive.
Can you tell me a little bit about a nice guy that you met? Because ultimately, spoiler alert, Brittany got married.
When I started going to church, I started going with this other guy who I was dating, like, quickly after leaving the porn industry. And I kept getting invited by this girl to the young adult ministry. And when I went that night, my husband was actually preaching. And he said, you know, I have a word just for the women right now. And I want you to know that you are worthy of real true love, that you are a woman of God, and that if your man is not treating you as a woman of God, he needs to step up or step out, show him the exit sign, because you are worthy of real true love and you are worth the wait. And in that moment, I just, like, the waterworks started pouring down. I'd never heard that I was worthy of real true love, and I never heard that I was worth the wait. Every man that I'd ever been with wanted to take something from me. And so when I heard that, I thought, wow, like, I really got convicted. And I said, you know what, I'm just gonna break up with this guy, because one, he doesn't wanna wait for me. Like, he wanted to have sex before marriage. And two, like, I couldn't find a job. And so he was encouraging me to go back in the strip club, because at least I wouldn't be having sex with other guys for money. So I was like, okay, this guy's done.
Yeah.
So I broke up with him and I said, you know what, Jesus, like, I'm gonna do the purity ceremony. I'm gonna take a year off of dating, and I just wanna get to know you, Lord. And over this year, I fell so in love with Jesus, and I also fell so in love with my husband.
Yes.
We were just friends, but I had this, like, big secret crush on him.
Yes.
And as my year was up, a few months later, he told me that he liked me and wanted to date me. And I was like, oh, Jesus, because Psalm 37:4 says, take delight in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. So I just delighted in Jesus every single day. And he gave me exactly what my heart desired. And that was my husband, not just a man, but the man that I wanted.
And now right now, being here in Vegas, what is it like being back kind of in a different booth, obviously, yeah. And just, you know, share a little bit how the past couple days we've seen so many of your friends who are still in the industry, mm-hmm. and what is that like coming back in just a different light?
Honestly, I think that it's so incredible. When I got here, I truly didn't know what to expect. I was like, I wonder how they're gonna react. Like, it's been so long since I'd seen them. But when I got here, they showed nothing but love. Some of my really close friends from 5 years ago, like now they're back in my life because of this. And so I just think that's incredible. And getting to be at the Triple X Church booth yesterday was amazing. I got to just share the gospel with so many people. People who used to follow me, they were sitting there listening to the truth. They were listening to the gospel and the grace of God. And such an amazing experience being here. Like, I want to come back every year.
How would you encourage somebody watching this today, who might be in the process? I know we're also in process, but who's still making this journey out of some dark places, how would you encourage them?
So I would say to anybody that's watching today that God is in the business of miracles. And so if you want to leave dark areas of your life, then you need to hang out with the light, and that's Jesus. You know, every day I encourage you to do what I've done for the last 5 years. When I wake up in the morning, I worship, I pray, and I read the Bible. You know, God has a word for you every single day. He has a new word for you. And what you're going to need is you're going to need that word to take you from this place of life and into the next. So just know that if God has done it for me, surely he can do it for you. And he actually wants to do it for you.